Breakfast with Martin Pester.
From HJW Attorneys in Johannesburg, our resident legal expert here on the show, Megan Harrington-Johnson on the line once again joining us to ask some questions around the lockdown legalities and the consequences thereof. Megan, good morning.
Hi, Martin. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, thanks.
All right. How was your Mother's Day? Was it all right?
Considering I'm only a mother to dogs, it was great. Unfortunately, only had a Zoom call with my mom, but other than that, all good in the hood.
Listen, a lot of questions coming in, so I'm going to fire away with the first question this morning. We're going to get to the rental stuff, but I think it's almost implicit in this question as well. When your salary, when your income changes, what are your rights? What are you entitled to in terms of payment of debt from there on? It's in Afrikaans, but I'll translate.
My vrou het onlangs het hulle die werkgewer wel gesê hy kan nou nie meer 'n basiese salaris betaal nie. Hulle sit al oor om net te werk op 'n kommissie struktuur. Eerstens wil ek net weet wat is die wettigheid daarvan en wat staan 'n mens te doen in verband met jou skuldberading, aangesien 'n mens nie meer seker is dat jy die volle bedrag sal kan terugbetaal.
So because of the lockdown and the pandemic crisis, they've changed from a salary to a commission structure.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, how legal is that? Secondly, how does that affect your debt?
Okay. So there's two aspects to that question. There's an employment law related aspect, and then there is, of course, a contractual related aspect insofar as his obligations to repay his debts are concerned. So across the board, what employers in South Africa are doing is they are negotiating amendments to employees' salaries at the moment. Obviously, they've got to try and keep themselves afloat, and in an effort to try and avoid having to retrench staff, employers are entering into arrangements with their staff. So what's been done in this case is the guy was obviously earning a salary and commission by the sounds of it, and now the salary component has been removed and he's only getting commission. Technically speaking, this is illegal, but only if the employer does it unilaterally. So the employer cannot just say, tomorrow, for instance, guys, sorry for you, but we're no longer paying you your salary. We are now only paying you commission. The employer has to do it in consultation with the employees. So the employees have to, in principle, agree to that reduction. But technically speaking and theoretically speaking, it's like a gun to your head, because really you are going to accept a reduction in salary if it means either a reduction in salary or a retrenchment.
Or nothing at all, okay.
Yes, yeah. So insofar as that is concerned, if it's been done in consultation with him, then it is allowable and it is permissible.
So it's the difference between telling them and discussing it with them. You're not
exactly
really asking them, because who's going to say yes to that? But if it's a difference between not working and working, then it's like a discussion / coercion. But at least you must discuss it with them.
You have to discuss it with them, and they have to agree, and they're not forced to agree it. But if they don't agree it, then the likelihood is that the employer is going to have to implement measures to retrench that staff member.
Sure. And what is the period? What is the acceptable period? You can't say today, tomorrow, but is it a month or what?
So there's no actual, there's no period stipulated in law. It just must be reasonable. So I can't tell you on the 24th, guys, you've got until tomorrow to decide whether or not you are going to get your full salary and be retrenched, or get half of your salary and stay on board, because tomorrow's payday. So you would generally think that a week's worth of negotiation and consultation would be reasonable and fair in the circumstances.
Sure. Yeah, it's not a heck of a lot, but okay. And then the second part is, now your salary has changed because of an international pandemic, right?
Yes.
So
now you've got obligations.
Now you've got obligations. When you agreed to the rental contract or the bond or the payments, the paying off structure, you did it on the basis of your salary at that stage.
And now your salary has changed and you may not be able to meet those obligations. So this is unfortunate, because it is not, your obligation to repay your debt is not affected by your salary having been reduced, unfortunately. You still remain liable to pay all of your debts and all of your obligations unless the person who had provided that contract to you or that credit facility to you agrees, again, in consultation with you, to a reduced payment for a period of time.
Yeah.
And a lot of credit providers, banks, landlords, etc., are agreeing to this because they know that in the long term it may be in their interest to retain a good client or a well-paying client than to try and go after them and sue them for money that they probably will not get in the current circumstances as a criminal report.
So just to be clear, I mean, some of these fines, if you illegally move children around, it's R1,000 fine, right? So if a cop gets you and says to you, right, you are illegally moving their children for whatever reason, or let's say, for instance, illegally walk. So it's 9:15. You're not walking to a shop or a pharmacy. You're walking for exercise. You are transgressing South Africa's lockdown laws. There, the fine for that is R500. If you pay the fine, you admit the guilt and you have a criminal record.
Yes.
For walking at 9:15.
Correct.
That's huge. Sure.
Yeah. You need to take very, very, very good notice, as Megan said, of these. We should actually post all these fines on our blog,
yes.
Actually.
Yeah.
On jacarandafm.com. Carla's giving me a thumbs up. It's going up there. Go and educate yourself. These fines are on our blog. Go to jacarandafm.com right now. Have a look. They break down these fines from going to work without a permit, right through to illegally walking, running, or cycling. Mm-hmm. Right through to illegal eviction. If you dispense or distribute liquor, it's mm-hmm. R2,000 fine. If you pay that fine, you admit guilt, you have a criminal record. Sure. Right, let's just quickly do this question, Megan.
Just need some clarity on the moving of children between municipalities. The Form 3, does it have to be stamped at by a magistrate, or can the police station also stamp it?
Did you get that one?
Yeah, I'm assuming that this is in the context of you not having a parenting plan or a court order to move the children. If that is the case, so if you don't have either of those documents, then the Form 3 has to be provided by the magistrate in your jurisdiction. It cannot be given by the police station. The regulations are very clear on that.
All right.
So either you have a court order allowing you to move the kids. So, for instance, your divorce settlement agreement that says that you are allowed to have the children with you on X days per month, or you have a parenting plan entered into and stamped by the Family Advocate's Office. If you don't have either of those, then you need a Form 3 stamped and authorized by the magistrate in your local jurisdiction.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to add to the mix this morning? Just something that people are missing out or missing or misinterpreting?
Yes. I want to just please warn everybody. You may not agree with the lockdown regulations. You may think that they are unconstitutional or biased. That remains to be seen. As they stand at this point in time, they are the law. You need to educate yourselves as to whether or not what they are, so that you know and you can make an informed decision as to if you're going to comply with them. What's worrying me quite a lot is people on social media advertising substances that are not allowed to be sold, so alcohol and cigarettes. At this point in time, it is illegal to trade in, transport, or sell alcohol or cigarettes. If you are putting those up on your Facebook or on your WhatsApp group or anything like that, you are, in essence, contravening the lockdown regulations. And I think what people really need to know is that if you're an admin of a Facebook group or you are the creator of a WhatsApp chat, if you allow that type of content to be on your platform that you administer, you can be held vicariously liable. So please be very, very careful. Educate yourselves and make informed decisions.
That is so, so important. You're an admin, let's say, of your complex's WhatsApp group, right? Someone is advertising cigarettes or alcohol or anything to that extent, which is against the lockdown laws. Someone can screen grab that and you can get into great big trouble because you're allowing it as the admin or the convener of that group, right?
Exactly. All it takes is one screenshot being sent to your local police station or a reservist that somebody knows, and you can be in very big trouble.
Right, quick last question, Megan.
Ek wil net weet, as die polisie jou aftrek en hulle vang jou met een pakkie sigarette aan jou, die sigarette wat jy nou toevallig gekoop het voor die lockdown, het hulle die reg om die sigarette te konfiskeer en jou 'n fine te gee?
It's not illegal to smoke.
No, it's not illegal to smoke, but it is illegal to transport. And unfortunately, there might be a presumption that you are
using
in cigarettes. It could be, yes. I would rather just keep all those substances out of your car and off of your person, please.
Jeez. And that is something else.
Does the same apply to alcohol?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Not even one bottle in your car. You're actually completely prohibited from transporting alcohol entirely.
Mm. Yeah, Alma. All right. So thanks for that, Megan. Did you get any news or any indication when they're going to discuss level 3?
Sure, Martin, I think various rumors are being thrown around, but nothing official has been announced as yet. We anticipate something this week, but whether it will be a level 3 announcement or a return to level 5 is yet to be seen.
What do you do, by the way? Sorry, last question. So you get pulled over and there seems to be an irregularity, right? So you pay the fine and make it go away, you end up with a criminal record. If you don't pay the fine, then you have to go into custody. So then you have to go and sit in a cell. What else is there for you to do? I mean, those are the two options.
And my suggestion is you immediately phone your attorney.
Thank you so much, Megan Harrington-Johnson from HJW Attorneys in Johannesburg. As always, thanks for clearing it up for us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Martin.
Thanks for the chat. Cheers, bye-bye. Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin.